a violent species. Wars, genocide, murder. The denial of our true selves is the problem. The Purge not only contains societal violence to a single evening, but the countrywide catharsis creates psychological stability by letting us release the aggression we all have inside of us.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of The Purge.
If we want to save our country, we must release all our anger in one night.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stuart, and Jacob are reviewing both versions of Assault on Precinct 13, as well as all four Purge films.
It's survival of the fucking fittest! Who's the fittest? I'm the fittest of them all!
You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing.
They want the impossible. Everyone to have. Some cannot have. Not enough to go around.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
We are some fine, young, very educated guys and gals.
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Come on.
I want to purge.
This week, donors of $10 or more will get this bonus Purge podcast.
Ready to violate, annihilate, and cleanse our souls.
Here's a preview of that show.
You might want to get out of here. It's about to get nasty.
This podcast preview contains harsh language and plot spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Release the beast, boys! Let the killing commence!
Okay, so it's a big premise, and they have a small budget. $3 million, they're not going to be able to take the whole national event into perspective. But we do see in this opening credit sequence, security camera footage throughout over 21 states of what's going on. Supposedly they're happening in different states, but I'm sorry, if this is March 21st in Alaska and there's no snow, you're filming in Southern California.
Yeah, Blumhouse prided themselves in what few bonus features they had about always shooting in LA, and The Purge started in 2017. So if we were in the Purgeverse, we would have just had our second Purge not too long ago, and we get to see Purges from 2017, 2018, 19, 20, and 21. In a way, they're trying to establish this violent history, but I have to think, all we really see is murder, beatings, and one rape. If all crime is legal, I don't know, wouldn't you embezzle a little bit or hack?
No, I think the point is, yeah, to get out that violent crime. And my tendency, you know, I brought this up when we did Westworld. I'm like, they're very, like, honorable towards these robots that they can do anything towards. Like, I do feel like that with these Purge movies. Like, if I was writing these, they'd be much darker. But I like this closed circuit TV footage. Like, this is probably the scariest stuff. Like, just seeing society out of control and just strangers being murdered by other strangers. There might be thrills later on in this movie, but as far as scares, like, this hits a nerve for me just seeing society out of control.
I think it's scary in part because it looks like footage we'd see on the news today. It looks like the Rodney King beatings or just whatever the latest thing that went viral that's got everyone up in arms on social media. It feels real. Found footage, that's when it's at its best. That's why it's scary. So yeah, I agree with you. And Blumhouse kind of had that reputation. Before The Purge, they were best known for being the Paranormal Activity people. So this is kind of in the Blumhouse wheelhouse, if you will. But to Arnie's point, I agree. It's a conflicting message. What I thought they were saying is, here's a holiday in which you can do anything you imagine, and there'll be no legal repercussions for it. But truly, the fixation is on murder. The idea is, I think specifically, rich people need to go kill undesirable poor people, and that makes the country better. Because we get statistics, like, why would the job and homeless rates all be going down unless the people that didn't have jobs were the victims?
And this is, to a degree, territory that's already been mined by another horror film, Hostel. That didn't have the crime statistics and the unemployment stuff, but what it did have was rich people paying to kill poor tourists who were kidnapped just for the sake of feeling what it's like to kill somebody in a circumstance where there's no repercussions, you're out of the country, you're able to just pay this place, and it's a members-only club of killing. So if all you're going to do is murder, Hostel has already covered that.
Yeah, I figure maybe it's too expensive. Well, we're getting the first Purge this year, so who knows? We'll see what happens there. But I feel like we're 5 years into the Purge with this movie in 2022. I'm guessing, you know, a lot of those the poor people have been wiped out. There's 1% unemployment. You know, you would think all those masses, the first year or two were probably real crazy with the Purge. Lots of people out on the streets. But now it's more like about holding yourself up and making sure you don't get killed. And so, yeah, it's rich people buying other people or whatever ideas you may have.
Yeah, and this is coming out 2013. This is coming out the year that we had just come from the contentious one percenter debate in the elections. You know, Romney versus Obama was really perceived in that way about, are you supporting the underclass that's 99% of the population, or do we cater to the 1% that's going to trickle down the wealth to all the rest of us? And so that probably was, you know, it's always topical. Class issues are always topical in America. It was particularly the focus of that time period that they would have been writing and making at the time that they're making this movie.
I do like how DeMonaco has extrapolated the concept, though. That's perhaps my favorite part of this, is to think about the security systems, to think that if there is one night a year that people can just burn your house down, do whatever they want, then yeah, you're going to live in homes that are fireproof. You're going to have steel doors that are going to come down and steel windows. And if you're rich, you're going to make them seamless so that your house looks completely normal because you don't want gaudy steel everywhere.
See, and my thought is, I'm thinking the new industry is travel agent, because why wouldn't you just get out of the country?
Yes, thank you.
Take a cheap cruise to Mexico. They're only a couple $100, and you know you're not. Well, you could get whacked down there too, I suppose, but the chances are less likely.
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
Can anybody help me? Does anybody hear me? Why won't anybody help me?
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series, plus The Purge and Assault on Precinct 13. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
You predicted a much higher level of participation.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
I'm just doing my part.
Riding around in a van on Purge night, helping people, it's pretty dangerous.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Because as soon as you say it out loud to another person, then it's irreversible.
All audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the film analyzed herein.
I'm guessing you're either a cop or a criminal, huh?
I'm guessing you're either a pain in my ass or a pain in my ass.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.